You mentioned during the Q&A that a lot of companies have a tendency to only report on what can be easily reported on. So clearly, if you're trying to improve the governance structure and have some automation, then how do you get around that tendency to only report on the automated stuff?
I think it's certainly one of the most difficult challenges for organizations today is to measure key performance indicators that reflect the services that they're actually buying. So historically, lots of clients and service providers have reported on the metrics that are easy to report on. And I think certainly that is the primary challenge. What we're seeing is that organizations are increasingly demanding a higher level of sophistication, so they're looking at metrics that are fundamentally based on services, but there's no doubt that the industry isn't where it needs to be in terms of being able to accurately capture service metrics, so there's no point in having a lovely set of service metrics that can't be measured on, in as much as there's no point in having a set of technical KPIs that don't reflect commercial performance. So I think as an industry, where we're at the moment is trying to strike a happy compromise. So what we're seeing is organizations who have identified a subset of KPIs that capture the essence of a service metric and giving them perhaps an 80% perspective on where they should be. As an organization, what ServiceRank is looking at is how do we move from that 80% to 100%.
Okay, so it's more about how do you measure the reality of what, almost like the spirit of the service that's expected by the client, rather than what's kind of written in the contract before the service begins.
Correct. I mean, I think what organizations are looking to do is manage their business relationships effectively. So it's not just about the KPIs. Getting the right KPIs is very important, but the other key inputs into the relationships are the risk profile, the issue profile, and customer satisfaction or end-user satisfaction. And it's having a clear, consistent, ongoing understanding of how each of those relate to each other that creates the overall relationship.